Two dots, about eight lines from the bottom on the Vav Amid Beis. Lishmoy. Vishaloy Lishmoy. So the Gemara is going back on the halacha of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Moisar Shlomim, Moisar Pesach Shlomim. What does Moisar Pesach Shlomim mean? So Moisar Pesach Shlomim means that a Korban Pesach that's Korev, either Koidim Zmanoi, meaning before Erev Pesach Bein Arbayim, or La'achar Zmanoi, which means after Erev Pesach, the halacha is it doesn't have a din of a Korban Pesach, but rather it has a din of a Shlomim. Pesach and the Shlomim were very similar korbanos. So the chiddush is that the only time the Korban Pesach has the unique status of a Korban Pesach is when it's brought at the time that the Korban Pesach was supposed to be brought. But if it's brought before the time that the Korban Pesach was supposed to be brought, or if it was brought after the time that the Korban Pesach was supposed to be brought, then it doesn't have a din of a Korban Pesach. Rather, it has a din of a Korban Shlomim. So what would come out then is something very counterintuitive, very ironic. If somebody would bring a Korban Pesach, lifnei zmanoi, let's say Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that was the example we gave, and he would have the kavana to shecht it, l'shem kedushas Korban Pesach, it would be possible. Because Pesach lifnei zman is a shlomim. A shlomim l'shem Pesach is not kosher. But if you would have in mind to shecht the Korban Pesach, l'shem shlomim, then it would be kosher. That's what we discussed a little bit yesterday. We said, based on the sugyas m'sachim, one afkemino, Pesach lifnei zman would only have a din of a shlomim if you actually did something. There was an akira. You did something to make it into a shlomim. So for example, you had a kavana that it should be l'shem shlomim. We saw the Gemara yesterday, even if your kavana was that it should be an oila, could be it would become a shlomim. But a Pesach la'achaz manoi, being that you can't use it anymore for a Korban Pesach, so it's almost in its natural state, oimed, to be something other than a Korban Pesach. It's either going to be a Korban Pesach or it's just going to waste, but it can't be a Korban Pesach. So there you wouldn't need an Akira to make it into a Shlomim. So one less. It wouldn't be able to be a Korban Pesach for the next year. The only thing is Pesach Sheni. So that was a discussion that came up in the Gemara Sugiz and Psachim. Maybe in that interim period between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, where there still would be a usage for Pesach Sheni, maybe then it would be a Korban Pesach. So one final. Well, it has to, the animal can't be more than a year old. So if it was alive for one Korban Pesach, it's by definition going to be possible for the following Korban Pesach. So as a result, there's nothing to use it for other than a Shlomim or a Pesach Sheni. So Lishmoy, Vishaloy, Lishmoy, tomorrow discusses a technical kach malacha, we'll go through it quickly. So what if somebody shechts a Korban Pesach, lifnei zmanai, Lishmoy, meaning Lishem Korban Pesach, Vishaloy Lishmoy, and Lishem Shlomim. It's Lishem Pesach and Lishem Shlomim. The Lishem Pesach would make it possible. The Lishmoy is the soul. The Lishem Shlomim would make it kosher. So is it kosher as a apostle? Lishmoy v'shaloy lishmoy b'shayim mois hashana. So b'shayim mois hashana where mois pesach is a shlomim, yishachted lishmoy v'shaloy lishmoy. Rabun bar chiyah b'shem Shmuel bar Abba said, mikivan she'en lishem, nasa k'shoychet lishmoy v'shaloy lishmoy b'shtika v'hu kosher. So there's no way to really interpret mila b'mila, but you'd have to say it outside. So this is what he said. He said that we know in kachim, if a person brings a carbon stoma, he doesn't have anything in mind. So he's bringing a carbon shlomim, doesn't have a mind l'shem shlomim, not l'shem meilu, not l'shem chatos, so the halachan kachem is stomas l'shma. That means every time a person brings a carbon shaloi l'shma, it's like a l'shma v'shaloi l'shma. Why? Because you didn't have in mind shaloi l'shma the second you started bringing the carbon and straight through the entire akrava. Presumably what happened was, a regular case, is while you're bringing the carbon, you had in mind, oh, by the way, I want this to be shaloi l'shma. Meaning, you first had a machshava of stoma. And then somewhere in the course of your hakrava, you had a mind shalei l'shma. So every stoma, every case of shalei l'shma is like a l'shma v'shalei l'shma. Because every case of shalei l'shma is really a stoma v'shalei l'shma. Again, you didn't have in mind shalei l'shma the entire time. So there was at some point in the hakrava, you had in mind nothing. That's what most people are. So there was a stoma v'shalei l'shma. So if stoma v'shalei l'shma is always a shalei l'shma, and in the case of a Pesach, lifnei zmanoi shalei l'shma makes the Pesach kosher, then lishma v'shalei l'shma will also make the Pesach kosher.
It was designated originally as a specific carbon.
It was designated as a Pesach, okay. And now you had in mind lishma v'shalei l'shma. So the question is, Pesach, lifnei, and you brought it lifnei zmanoi. Pesach, lifnei zmanoi, lishma is possible. Pesach, lifnei zmanoi, shalei l'shma is kosher. So what if I did lishma and shalei l'shma? Is it possible because it was lishma, or is it kosher because it was shalei l'shma? The answer is, every case of shalei l'shma is like a lishma v'shalei lishma. Because stom is always lishma. Not having any intention is like having in mind l'shem the carbon that I'm bringing.
But it has to be lishma initially, meaning there was a designation. He didn't just grab the sheep off
absolutely.
The street,
walk in the base of the 100%. So let's just, mikivach ein lishem, Amalei, he told him, Cain, who, if that's true, afilu shachtei l'shmoi amanas lizark doma shaloi l'shmoi yasem esho rishoyna kishoichtei l'shmoi v'shaloi l'shmoi batik b'shtik v'yekash. I'm sorry for going through this so quickly, but again, it's everyone's grappling to try and understand what the Gemara say. But the point of the Gemara is that if that's true, maybe the same thing should be true by two avoidas. Maybe if I would do the shchita, for example, l'shma, and then afterwards I would do the zrika shaloi l'shma, will you tell me there it's also going to be kosher? You just said that if I did one avoida l'shma v'shaloi l'shma, it's going to be kosher because it's no different than a stum of a shaloi l'shma, which is kosher when we're dealing with a pesach lefnei zmanai. So maybe say the same thing if the shchita was l'shma and the zrika was shaloi l'shma. Amar Reb Abba Mori, man noima b'shtika kosher or noima b'shtika pasul, which means to say you can't be madama one avoida to two avoidas. If one avoida is l'shma v'shaloi l'shma, the l'shloi l'shma could wipe out the l'shma and make it kosher. If it's two avoidas, where one avoida was l'shma, one avoida was l'shloi l'shma, once one avoida was done, but if in psul, you can't do something later in another avoida to alter the status retroactively for what happened with the previous avoida. Fighter.
There's
only by Pesach. Moisa Pesach Shlomo. Usually, right, exactly. Moisa Nazar Linadava. Another thing that the Mishnah said was that if a Nazar was set aside money to bring for his karbonis that the Nazar has to bring, and there's leftover money, what do you do with the leftover money? Linadava, it's brought, given to the Beis HaMikdash as a donation. What did the Gizbar of the Hekdesh, what did the treasurer do when he received donations that were a result of karbanis? It went Lidadava, it went to bring a karbanayla, Lekitz HaMizbech, which were brought on the Mizbech at the time when there was nothing being brought, just so that there should always be something going on. Rav Chizda said, that's only true if the last carbon that the Nazar brought was the Chatas. But if you brought the Shlomim last, or the Oila last, then the halacha is going to be the leftover is going to have a din of a Shlomim. What's he referring to? So a Nazar, when he finished his Naziros, had to bring three carbonos. So there's a whole parish in the Torah of Nazar. Mesechtes Nazar, there's a parish in the Torah of Nazar. When he finishes his Naziros, Bashlamas Naziros, the last day he's done, he shaves his head, and he brings three carbonos. What were the three carbonos that he brought? An Oila, a Shlomim, and a Chatas. So says the Gemara, if the last carbon that he brought was a Chatas, so then we look at all the leftover money as if it's leftovers of the last carbon that he brought. It's a Moisa Chatas. Moisa Chatas, the Mishnah said, goes Linadava. So if Moisa Chatas goes Linadava, his leftover money is going to go for Linadava as well. But let's say he brought the Chatas first, and then afterwards he brought an Oila and a Shlomim. So then we look at the leftover money not as leftovers of the entire pot, but leftovers of the last carbon that he brought. And if the last carbon that he brought was a shlomim, it's Moisa Shlomim. Moisa Shlomim, we said, is not Yiplu Linadava. What was the Mishnah? Moisa Shlomim, a shlomim. You specifically bring a carbon shlomim. You don't bring a carbon oilo that goes on the Mizbeach when the Mizbeach is idle, but rather, you bring a shlomim. So that's what Rav Chizda said. If the last, when is the halacha that Moisa Nazar is Linadava? That's Fusha Carbon Chatas Abisayf. That's if the last carbon was a Chatas. So the Moisa is looked at as the leftovers of the last carbon. Oh, it's a Moisa Chatas. Moisa Chatas is Nadava. Even if the last carbon was a shlomim, halacha achasi ben nazar, it's halacha and nazar, shetei muter, shetei moisr in the dava, that the moisr is considered in the dava. So the Gemara says, masnisa mesayei ledein, or masnisa mesayei ledein. I find a braisa that supports each one of the two opinions. Masnisa mesayei le Reb Zeira, a right to Reb Zeira, that Moiser Nazar Nidava, even if the last carbon that the Nazar brought was the Shlomim, not the Chatas. Elohim Moistumin. What these are, Bryce is talking about, the Moiser Nazar. These are Moiser Nazar, that the Dinis goes to Nidava. Kolshet Mechatas, Misois, Murevis Behen. That's if the, we'll take out the word Misois. Kolshet Mechatas, Murevis Behen. The halacha is as long as the whatever if there's mechatas mixed in it. Vafilu hirfished mechatas mitoicha ma'os stumenheim. So the point is, as long as there was a chatas as part of this money, which there naturally was, because we're dealing with a moiser nazar, and a nazar always has to bring a chatas. So if this is left over of money, that part of which went to a chatas, I don't care when the chatas was brought, it's going to go to Nadava. So that's a raya, that even if the chatas wasn't the last carbon that was brought, as long as the chatas was, a chatas was brought from the original monies, that would be enough. Masnisa mesayel Rav Chizda, right? Rav Chizda, that it's only if the chatas is last, elu l'chatasi v'ashan l'nazirusi. So someone had money, again, and he brought the, Nazar had money for his three karbonis. He brought the karbon chatas, now the leftover is going to be for the other karbonis, umes, and then he dies. So what's left over now? money that has to go for an oila, and money has to go for a shlava. Again, he said elu l'chatasi. He set aside. He had $1,000 to deal with his kabanas. He took $300, put it on the side. That's for my chatas. He has $700 left over, and then he drops that. So the halacha is that mayalim bekulon. You could be mayal. You're over the iser mi'ila, which means you can't have anah, right? You're having anah from hektish shavapruta if you have anah from all the money. But if you only have anah from part of it, it's not going to be, you're not going to have the alochem ilah. Meaning, if you did a b'mezid, we won't give you malchus. And if you did a b'shoigig, you're not going to be a carbon. Why not? Because the alochem mi'ilah was said only by kachim kadashim. There's no mi'ilah on kachim kalam. Your leftover money, part of it is supposed to go to an ilah, part of it is supposed to go to a shlomim. Ilah is kachim kadashim, shlomim is kachim kalam. So if you have mi'ilah from all the money, you certainly were mayo from kachim kalam, kachim kadashim, you're going to be a mayo. But if you only did from part, how do I know which money I had enough from? Maybe I had enough from the kachim kalam. I can't just bring a carbon when I'm not sure. It's kulam nazara. So it's a suffix. So therefore, I won't be able to be mayo. So what's the
between where at some point there's not enough money left over for even for another?
Yeah, but that's not the case. The case is where there was initially, he put set aside money for three karbanas, and he was mafresh lachatas.
The remaining 700, right?
If he would have brought
$699,
right?
You know, somebody used. Why wouldn't they be mild? You can't buy a carbon for a dollar.
Right.
Meaning, shouldn't it be enough to buy?
Yeah, but it could be right, but the case of the Gemara is when you were only mafresh tachatas and there's enough money for the oil and the shlomim. So we have to look at it as if there's the mei oila and there's mei shlomim. If there's mei oila and there's mei shlomim, if I was moiling all the money, there's mei oila. I'm a moil.
Right, I'm saying, why does it have to be all? Why can't it be most? Enough? The remaining 700, you understand? You're saying you have to use all of it in order to be mild.
Right. Right? I see, here what you're saying.
Well, there's enough left over.
He's saying if there's $700, I use $650. So there's no way I could buy a carbon with the other $50.
Not
I hear what you're saying. I hear, it's good cash. I hear. V'layomar. So what's the diuk? The diuk is, if you're going to tell me there's a halacha of Moiser Nazar L'Nedava, then all the main Nazar, you should be mild. Why? Because what are you going to tell me? This $300 is shlomo money. Yeah, but what happens if there's leftovers? Like, similar to your case. What happens if there's leftovers? It's going to go la'ayla. Oh, ayla is kachi kadashim. So if you're going to tell me that all moysa nazar is l'nadava, then there's always the potential in every dollar that's supposed to go to buy kabanas for nazar, there's potential for an ayla, so you should always be mayal. That's a raya that you don't always say maysa nazar l'nadava, and that's the raya to Rav Chisda. So before we go weiter, nazar brings three kabanas, an ayla, a shlomim, and a chatas. Why does a nazar bring a karban chatas? So the truth is, as machlokes in the Gemara, in whether a nazar who is parish, he seems to be doing something wonderful, whether in fact he's a kaddish, he's we're happy with what he's doing, or to the contrary, maybe he's a chayte. So there's one manama that says that a nazar is a kaddish. He's a poirish, right? I'm not going to drink wine. I'm not going to be metama to a mace. Sounds like he's a good guy. There's a man in Chas that says he's a chayte. The Torah said that you're allowed to eat this. Then why are you going ahead and answering yourself, being metzar yourself, for something the Torah allowed you to do? So bishleim if a nazar is a chayte, we understand why he brings a karban chatas. You bring a karban chatas, just like anyone that doesn't have a will bring a karban chatas, given certain parameters. But if a nazar is a kodesh, then why at the end of his naziris does he bring a karban chatas? So the Ramban in his Pirush al Torah in Parshas Nazir says a beautiful machshava. He says, what's a nazar? A nazar is someone that took upon himself for a certain period of time that he's going to live on a more elevated level. So for example, someone says, Hareini nazar stam. Stam nazir is lamed yayim, 30 days. So for 30 days he's not going to drink wine. For 30 days he is going to act in a certain way. At the end of his nazirus, what happens? He goes back to work. He goes back to doing what he used to do. He says the nazar needs to bring the karban chatas at the end of his nazirus, not to be mechaper for what he did, but to be mechaper for where he's going. You showed that you're able to live on a higher level. Now you're going back to where you are. You have to bring a karban chatas. You need a kapara, not for what you did. For what you did, you're a kadosh, but for where you're going. It's Ramban al HaTorah. Beautiful. Rav Chisda Amar, another halacha. That's a machlok. It's a machlok in the Gemara. That's this very fundamental philosophical discussion. Is the nazar the kaddish or is he chayte? It's a mesachtes tainis. Someone is mekabel on himself taneisim. He fasts every Monday and Thursday. Is he a good guy? Is that a good thing or is it not a good thing? Rav Chisda Amar. Rav Chisda said moisa lach moishal nazar yurkov. The nazar used to bring certain breads together with his carbon. What if there's leftover bread? You let it rot. Am Rav Yosi v'yeos. Makes sense that that's what you would do. Why? Because no other option. Makriva bifnei atzmoi in atiyachol. To bring it, right, there's no carbon lechem, so you can't just bring it on its own. The only thing you'd be able to do with it is latch it onto another nazir. But she'en lechol lechem karev latzmoi, right? You don't bring lechem on its own. And lakrivim nazirus acheres, to bring it with another nazir, in atiyachol, she'en lechol nazirus, babalei lechem. Because there's no nazirus that comes without bread, so the other nazir is going to bring his own bread. So what are you going to do with this bread? Inevitably, you're going to have to let it rot. For that reason, you have to say that it's going to rot. Sovereign Meimar, so the Chachamim thought, that if the leftover bread you let rot, so too the leftover nesachim, right, the wine that was poured onto the Mizbeach, that would also just spoil. We would allow it to spoil. Om Rabbi Yosi Barabun, Moisar Nesachav, Kachi Gedashin Ninun. So Rabbi Yosi Barabun explained Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda was the one who said Moser Lachmoy Yorkov. He said, no, it's Kachi Kadashim Dinasachim. It's different than the Lechem. Lechem is not Kachi Kadashim. Dinasachim is Kachi Kadashim. Kachi Kadashim, you never let rat. What do you do with Kachi Kadashim? Anytime there's leftover Kodesh Kadashim, Yiplu Linadava. So the Gemara says, Al Daiti de Rabbi Yosi Barabun, Al Libid Rav Chizda, take out Shmuel. Al Daiti de Rabbi Yosi Barabun, Al Libid Rav Chizda, but Moser Nesachim, according to what he just said, the Moser Nesachim is not like Moser Lachmoy Shel Nazir. But rather, you can't just let it rot or spoil. You have to give it Lina double Y because it's Kachi Kadashim. So it would come out that Rab Chizda, not Rab Chia, Rab Chizda, V'Rab Elazar, and Rab and Shmuel, Rab Chizda, Rab Elazar, and Shmuel, the Girsayas are impossible over here. Amru Davar Echad, Rab Chizda, Ahad Amaran, that we just said, which is that Moser Nesachim is not like Moisa Lachmei Shal Nazir, and it's Yiplu in the Dove, because it's Kachi Gadashim. Shmuel, who's Shmuel? The Omer Rabbi Yosi, Adanot Hamon, when I was in Bavel, Shamei Kal Rabbi Huda Shal Shmuel, I heard the voice of Rabbi Huda asking Shmuel, right, we had this earlier, Hifrish Shikla Yumeis, someone was Mafrish HaMachzis HaShekel, and then he died, Yiplu in the Dove. Why? Because Machzis HaShekel was Kodesh Kadashim. Same idea. Kodesh Kadashim is always Yiplu in the Dove. And finally, Rabbi Laza Omer, Moiser Asiros HaEfer Shaloi, the leftover, the Asiros HaEfer of the Kohen Gadol, Rabbi Yechon and Omar, Yoylicham Yilama Melech, Rabbi Laza Omer, Yiplu in the Dove. Why Yiplu in the Dove? Again, because it's Kodesh Kadashim. So based on this idea that Moiser Kodesh Kadashim is always Yiplu in the Dove, you find three shittos that can all be explained, they all with the same svara, and obviously all three of them held the same halacha. Zok to Mishnah Vayter. This is where it gets exciting. Moisa Shvuyim L'Shvuyim. If Bezdin or Gabay Tzedakah collected money for Pidyon Shvuyim, right? People were captured, and back in the day, Pidyon Shvuyim, Chazal considered to be perhaps the greatest mitzvah in the Torah, is a big business. And therefore, Moisa Shvuyim, if there's leftover money that was collected for Pidyon Shvuyim, but Shvuyim, you have to use the leftover money for Shvuyim, you can't use it for something else. Moisa Shavuy, let's say they collected money for a specific Shavuy, Moiser Shavuy, you have to use it for him. Moiser Aniyim, Laniyim. If they raise money for Aniyim and now there's leftover money, it goes Laniyim. Moiser Aniyim, if there's leftover money, you have to give it to the Ani. Moiser HaMesim, LeMesim. Let's say they raise money for Mesim. You give it to other Mesim. Moiser HaMes, LeYarshav. The Yarshav are going to get it. Rameir says, Moiser HaMes, HaMuna Chashiyav Elio. We're not sure what to do with it. And therefore, we're going to have to wait. Teiku. We're going to have to wait for Elio and Navi to tell us what to do. Rav Nosson says, Moiser HaMes, if there's leftover money for a Mes, Boinim LeNefesh Al Kivroi. We build a Matzeva for him. They went ahead, they made an appeal for somebody who died, and he's a mace, and they set up his account and everything else, and they find that he had a $5 million life insurance policy. So what do you do with all the money? Guys were literally writing checks out of, taking money out of savings to help this guy, and now all of a sudden, so Rabbi Yirmiyah saw a name, Rabbi Yirmiyah thought to say, but Moiser HaMesel Yarshav, listen, it's too bad. You collected the money, just like in the Mishnah, if there's leftover money, you give it to the Ani, you give it to the Mace. So here too, even if though the Mace didn't need any of the money, and the whole campaign was made betos, it doesn't matter, you give it to the Yarshim. Amali Rav Idi, the Chutras, Rav Idi who came from Chutra said, Haga Atzmecha, Deloi Kivnan LLA. Why should the money go to the Yarshim? Bishloima, where there was leftover money, so the Iker money went for where it was supposed to go, to the mace, not his leftovers. Ah, leftover money you give to the Yarshim. But if the mace didn't get anything, that means the whole campaign was done by toss. If it was done by toss, you shouldn't give him anything. Malaysia said, calm down. I know, I'm Amrit. I just said I was thinking to say such a svara. I never said it. At me not loch, but you're getting so excited because of my machshava. How do you know you're right? I never said I'm right, but I don't know you're right either. You're so nice because you're positive that you're right. That was basically what he told him. So the Gemara Bibes, I guess, with a suffix. Tani b'shem Rav Nosson. Moiser ha-meis, yivnu le-nefesh al-kivroi. If there's leftover money for a meis, what should they do with the money? Build a matzeva. V'yasol e-ziluf agabe matasei. Or buy wine to pour onto the bed where the meis is. There was a minig attic where they would pour wine on the meis so that he should smell good. Maybe by the Levaya or by the Kura. You should smell good. That's what they used to do. So he says, you have leftover money. By the way, there are a lot of customs you find in Gemara. We learned this together. There are a lot of customs that they used to do different things that today you'd be, you know, Nishpat the Chassidim for sure. Tani, Ein Poidim Shavui B'Shavui. Another halacha. If they raise money for one captive, they wouldn't, you can't use it for another captive. The Ein Goyven Talis Batalis. This is a whole confusion here, what this means. But for example, if they raise money to buy a talis for one honey, you can't use it for another honey. However, if the parnasim, the gaboy tzedakah, do it, don't be moicha. That much, not. So before we go weiter, these 10 lines that we just learned are very important lines, halacha l'maisa, and Shulchan Aruch in Hilchasak, Simereshon Ches, and Sechesh Mishpat, Simereshu Beis, is a big, big arichos, and Rishonim, and Achronim, and Poiskim, and everything else, halacha l'maisa, with regards to these halachas. You're a gabbai tzedakah, and you bought, and you raised money for a certain cause. You know, are you allowed to now appropriate the money a little bit differently? You know, how strict do you have to be with where the money goes? And there are a lot of variables. There's the idea of a kupas so'ir, where the city has a fund that they use for tzedakah-related issues. That's the most kuladig. There we find, Tosfos brings a Rabbeinu Tam that says that if now all of a sudden there's a road that needs to be paved, they're allowed to take that money and pave the road. Because the city, when they raise money, it's a daita dahachi, they're doing it, it's like a discretionary spending fund, you know, albeit with certain parameters. But that's something you would be allowed to use. There's money that was raised by a gabbai tzedakah, the money was given to the gabbai tzedakah, a yachid made a pledge. So there's a lot of different halachas. But one interesting thing that I thought is interesting, can I just speak out, that goes to the heart, to the lumbus of the halachas of tzedakah. And that is, the Ktzois in Simen Reshut Beis brings that the Radvaz in a tshuva, klar shaila. The Radvaz suffix was, somebody had in mind, he pledged, he made a neder, I'm going to give $180 to tzedakah. But he said specifically, I'm giving it to a certain honey, it's going to go to a certain cause. And then later, somebody else came to him, and he preferred to give the money to somebody else. So if somebody makes a neder to give tzedakah, he has to give tzedakah. That's a halacha. Beficha zut stakots, l'yachal dvari, that's something you can't go away from. The question is, that part of it, that I said that I'm going to give it to this ani, is that etched in stone? Or can I go ahead and can I give it to somebody else? That's the question. I never gave it to the gabbai. I never gave it to the ani. It's just a pledge that I made. It was a nether. I'm going to keep my nether. I just want to give it to somebody else. Can I do it? Or can I not do it? So the Ktzai says that it's a machlokes rishonim. He's mitzayin, a Tosfos in Erev and Davov HaMidbeis. Tosfos brings from Rabbeinu Baruch, one of the Bali Tosfos, that Rabbeinu Baruch said that if somebody makes a nether that he's going to give a specific amount of money to tzedakah, and then he decides that he wants instead to use it to buy a lulav and an esrig, to do a dover shal mitzvah. So the lach is allowed to be mashana. You can do a dover shal mitzvah. So that's the choice. If I can take the money and do a dover shal mitzvah with it, certainly I can stay within the same mitzvah of tzedakah and give it to another ani. So he says, according to Rabbeinu Baruch, it's pashit. It's a mefurash ha-taisvus l'chayim that you would be able to. But he has a diak in agoyis ma'amini that you would not be able to. What's the shaila talian? Says the choice, and the choice calls it dvar matikin. The Ktzais calls it Dvar Matikin, right? Dvar Matikin means these are already from the Geshmaka, old Shailas that have been discussed for hundreds of years. The whole Ktzais is Dvar Matikin. So when he calls it Dvar Matikin, it's real Dvar Matikin. But the Ktzais says, what's a Talian? It's Talian. We know in Hektish there's a halacha, Agmir Ligvaya Kimisir Lahedit. What is Agmir Ligvaya Kimisir Lahedit? If I tell you I'm going to give you something, I don't have to give it to you. Midva Shekir Tirchak, if I made a neder, a shvua, in Choshen Mishpat, you have no schus in the thing I told you I'm going to give you. Hektish doesn't work that way. Hektish, amira l'gvaya, saying something to gvaya, to Hektish, is mesir l'hedyet. It's like actually sitting down and consummating a transaction with a hedyet. Just like if I would not just tell you I'm going to give you something, but I'd give it to you, you'd make a kinyan, meshicha, hagbah, you would be koinet. Saying something to Hektish is mesir l'hedyet. That's why if somebody says, dover zez, Hektish, not only is there a chi of neder, mitzad hilchas nedarim, for me to give it to Hektish, but in dine chayshe mishpat, Hektish is the owner. We had it the other day, the shvuas hashemrim, it's to the gizbar, it's not to the bnei yair. I never gave it to him. The Gizbar is in Yerushalayim. I'm in France. He was never zoich in it. He never made a kinyan. The Teretz says, Amir l'gvayikim sir l'hedyet. Klartik tzayis, what about stakah? Does stakah have a din of hektish It's a hektish tigginyan. When I say dover sela zulit stoka, I have a chiyuv to keep it mitzadine nedarim. Nedarim does nidre yisur, does nidre hektish. Do we look at it as hektish so that there's a halacha of amir legvayr kimsir lahedin? Or is there no halacha of hektish of amir legvayr kimsir lahedin? If there's a din of amir legvayr, then once I say sela zula ani plani, I can't give it to somebody else because that ani plani was zaych in it. Just like hektish is zaych by amira, so to the ani was zaych amira. I can't take it away from him anymore. But if there's no amir legvayr kimsir lahedin, by tztaka, it's an adarim de galacha, but nidre iser maybe, but not nidre hektish. It's not a hektish de galacha. So then, there's no reason I shouldn't be able to be mishana. So I just remember from yeshiva that there's another. It's halacha lemaisa also that they shteltsu to this whole ksois, and that is the Raman. The end of Simen Reish Lanches brings two deis. If somebody has a machshava in mind, and this is halacha lemaisa, he has a mind to give somebody a check. He has a mind, you know something? I want to give this guy tzedaka, and then push comes to shove. He says like he's not interested. So could he do that or not? Do you say, I already had a machshava, I made a pledge by machshava? Does a pledge by machshava? Oh, so it's 2 days. The Ramah brings Yeshayim Rim Yeh, Yeshayim Rim No, it's based on a Russian Tainus. Machloik is Rishonim in Shas. Whether hektish is nidre hek, nidre tztaka, I'm sorry, is chal b'machshava, it's not chal b'machshava. What's a Tolian? It's a Gemara Shavuos, that chavava m'beis, it's long time from a pasuk, kol nidiv lev oila, that a person can be menadiv in oila b'libay. And if somebody b'libay says that that behema should be a carbon oila, it's chal kiddush as oila. It's chal kiddush as oila. Nidorim are not chal b'machshava. Hektish is chal b'machshava. If tzedakah is hektish, then it's chal b'machshava. If tzedakah is not hektish, it's not chal b'machshava. So 2 nafkaminas. Do you say amir l'gvayu kimsir l'hedit? Number one. Number two, very important, can I be mishana from one ani to another ani? And again, another halacha l'maisa. If I'm menader something b'machshava, is it chal or not? If it's hektish, kol nediv levoil. If it's not hektish, then it's like regular neder. If I make a neder b'machshava, it's not a neder. A third nafkamina l'aloch I saw, the Pesachei Tshuva, in Simen Reish Lanches, that's where these dinam are. The Pesachei Tshuva says, what if somebody pledges for tztaka, and then right away he says he changes his mind. He makes a pledge,
the guy
walks away, he says, I'm not giving it to him, right? So Teich Kedei Dibur, he says, I'm not doing it. So the question is, could you be Chayza Teich Kedei Dibur? So what's the halacha? If you can't be Chayza from a Kenyan, you can't be Chayza from a Kenyan. So if I makna something to you, you can't be chayzer. But a lot of things, a lot of places we find that you could be chayzer teichid edibor. So it says the Pesachei Tshuva, by tztaka, amir l'gvayah kemesir lahedyet. So if amir l'gvayah kemesir lahedyet, once I said I'm going to give $100 to tztaka, done. D'aniyim azaychen it. Whether it's a specific ani, whether it's mum and aniyim in general, but there's an ani out in the world, it's gone. It's not in my rishus anymore. Chayshem mishpat. Somebody was zaychen it. If I don't give it, I'm a ganif. It's amir l'gvayah kemesir l'hedyet. It's no different if I take something from Hektish or if I take something from a Hedyet when he made a kinyan. So again, 3 nafkaminas l'halacha. Whether you could be mashana meyonu l'ani, could you make it be machshava, and could you be chayzer teichid edibor? One interesting side point is there's a tshuva for a Moshe, a very interesting tshuva. It's in Yerideya, Chelek Aleph. Rab Moshe, the tshuva was written in 1940. It was written through Rab Gedalia Shor. The question was, it seems that in America they had raised a lot of money, clothing. It was a clothing can't drive. And they were going to send the clothing to Poland for poor children in Poland. The war broke out and there was no way they were going to get these shipments into Poland. The question was, what do you do with all this clothing? Do you give it back to the people? Could you sell it? Like, give it to other aniyim. So Rav Moshe has a long tshuva where he discusses Shkolim Daf Zayin, these sugyas, obviously, in Halacha L'maisa, and he comes out that you certainly could give it to other aniyim, but he says, L'katchila, you should send it to Eretz Yisrael. It's Rav Moshe. Send it to Eretz Yisrael, because in Halacha we find that there's always a din kedima in Hilchas Stok of aniyim Eretz Yisrael. Right? There's a certain mailot, Halacha L'maisa. All right, okay, fine, but there's an inyan of aniyim Eretz Yisrael. Maybe it wasn't needed there, I'm not sure. But there's an inyan of aniyim Eretz Yisrael. So that was what he said. L'katchila, try to send it off to Eretz Yisrael. If you want to look, it's true. It's a very nice tshuva for a Moshe. Weiter. Tani Rav Shimon Gamliel Oymer, Shkoich. You ain't seen nothing yet. Ey noisei nefashois. Rav Shimon Gamliel Oymer. Ey noisei nefashois litzadikim. We don't make matzevas for tzadikim. The Mishnah mentioned the matzeva. If there's leftover money from the maize, boinim loy nefesh al kivra, you build a matzeva. We don't make matzevas for tzadikim. Why? Divreyem hein hein tzichroinam. Because they're halachis, they're svarim. Those are their zichroin. So makshim olam, we don't keep this halacha, right?
Clearly,
right? It's a kama kumus in the shtabrus.
We build them houses, there are a lot of. Little.
Right, so the question is, how come this is something that we don't observe? So the truth is, there's a tshuva for a Moshe, again, Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Igros Moshe, where a Moshe discusses the halacha l'maisa of matzeva. The Rambam paskins that you have to build a matzeva. A mace needs a matzeva. It's not like some optional thing. You need to have a matzeva. So Rav Moshe says, what's the Rambam's makar? So, again, the goinus of Rav Moshe says, I'm going to tell you what his makar is. The Gemara says, you don't make a matzeva for a tzaddik. Pashita means it's also, you're not allowed to make a matzeva for a tzaddik. Zokra Moshe, though, if that's true, then how is it that the minhag's been for thousands of years that we do make matzevas for tzaddikim? Must be what the Gemara means is not that you're not allowed to make a nefesh for a tzaddik, but rather you don't have to make a matzeva for a tzaddik. Oh, if you don't have to make a matzeva for a tzaddik, michlalav atashoneya, that you do have to make a matzeva for somebody that's not a tzaddik. So the Moshe says, this was the Rambam's makar. He saw a Gemara that says, ein oisin nefashos tzaddikim. There were two options. Either it means you're not allowed to, or it means you don't have to. It can't mean you're not allowed to, because that's connected to the Minhag Yisrael. It's just not possible that that's the way, that was the interpretation of this halacha. Because the Minhag is so obviously not that way. Elamai means you don't have to. Oh, if you don't have to for a tzaddik, it means you do have to for a... Then Ramesh Asakasha, and if that's true, then why is only the leftover money that goes for the matzeva? It should be part of the necessary funds. If every person needs a matzeva, so he says, being that it's only a davar shel kavod, maybe you don't have to. That's his arichos. But you caught me yesterday, but there's a tshuva from the Ksav Sofer. The Ksav Sofer has a tshuva, we discusses these halachas, and the end of his tshuva, he says that I'm going to say over, I'm going to write here part of the hesped that I gave on his father, the Chassam Sofer. And he writes a little bit about his hesped that he gave for his father. And he says there that when he was masped his father, he asked this kasha. Gemara says in Shkolim, Ein Noisim Nafshas Tzadikim. He says, it's Keneged Minhag Yisrael. Apparently for the Chassam Sofer, they must have made a nice oil. But so the point is, he says, why is it that way? So he says that what the Gemara means as follows. He says, a matzeva really serves two purposes. It serves a purpose for the mace, and it serves a purpose for the people. The mace has a tayelis from it. People go to his kever, and they daven, and it's a schus for the nifter. It's a schus for the mace. That's why in the yard set, you go to the mace's kever. It's a big schus for the mace. It's an aliyah for his neshama. When people go to his kever, and they daven for him, that he should have an aliyah neshama, even if it's not for him. He's an intermediary. He's facilitating this chos. It's a wonderful thing. And it's also good for people to have a tzaddik to go daven to. Ein noisin nafshas tzaddik means don't do it for the tzaddik. Tzaddik doesn't need your tefillahs. He doesn't need the tehillim. He has his own aliyah neshama. People are saying his Torah. Chassam Sofer doesn't need someone to go to Presburg and daven by his matzeva to spend $5,000 on a trip to Hungary, so he should have an aliyah neshama. You have people sitting around, they're saying over Tshuvas Chassam Sofer, that's his aliyah neshama. But for the people themselves, they get a chizik, someone has a tzara, someone has to daven for something, he can go to Presburg, spend $5,000 and feel good and maybe have a schus from that. That, of course, you need. Ein oisin nefashos litzadikim, for the tzadikim. That you don't do. Don't think you're doing it for the tzadik. For yourself is an ander zach, nishva the tzadik. That's what the Ksav Sofer said. Right, Rabbi Yochanan havi masmich va'ozel al Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Rabbi Yochanan was once walking, and he was leaning on Rabbi Chiya bar Abba while he was walking. Why did Rabbi Yochanan have to lean on Rabbi Chiya bar Abba? So the Takan Chalitin says, because we know Rabbi Yochanan was a balbasa. He was a big guy. He was heavy. And as a result, he couldn't walk, so he had to lean. But we had the Gemara in Erevin and Brachas. The Gemara says, the Gemara was talking about the Peres Ginoisa, it was very sweet. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan was once walking to his Talmidim, he ate like 1,000 fruit. And he said, I swear, you better shvua that I'm not full. I'm still hungry. It's great. Sounds like my kids. So, Ba'azel, have a masmach Ba'azel, al Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Ba'hir Rabbi Eliezer, chamilei, umetamilei b'kamei. Rabbi Eliezer, it's Rabbi Lazar ben Pardas, Rabbi Lazar, saw him and he tried hiding from him. Va'amar, and Rabbi Yochanan noticed him and he got disappointed. He said, Halein tarti milayu, hadein bavlo ovid be. Right, this bavlo is doing two things not good to me. Chada, and this is really all one. Deleishal bishloime umitamar, the second one will be later. One, he's not giving me shalom aleichem, agree to me, I'm his Rebbe. And in fact, he's even hiding from me. Amalei Rabbi Yaakov Aridi, kachni higin gaboin de ze'ira, loyishol b'shleimei. He's from Bavel. And in Bavel, Rabbi Yechon lived in Eretz Yisrael. Right? Rabbi Yechon is one of the authors of the Yerushalmi, by the way. But, say, he lived in Bavel. So in Bavel, they have this minig that younger people don't greet older people. So therefore, he doesn't want to walk by you, because he can't greet you, and then it's not going to be covered. So it's just much easier to just stay away. He's just going to hide from you. The rabbi, the inu naginu makayim, because they observe the pasuk in Iyuv. Ra'uni na'arim v'nechbo. The children saw me and they hid. The yeshishim come along to the older people. They stood. But the point is, young people are supposed to hide because they're not supposed to give shalom aleichem. Amar lohu, But Rabbi Yochanan didn't seem to be satisfied. So he continued. He told him, "Ma'alim ever kami da duri tzalmi. What's the halacha? Are you allowed to go walk by a base of Oydazar? You just walk by a base of Oydazar." On Malaysia, he told him, "Ma'at polig le yokar avur kamoy v'saminoy. Why not? Just close your eyes, walk by. You're not giving it any covet." On Malaysia, "Yes, Rabbi Leza avur deloy avur kamach." So then it's very good that he didn't cross, that he didn't walk by you. Because had he walked by you and not greeted you, like closed his eyes as to not greet you, it would have been a bad thing. So rather than, he knew he couldn't greet you, so rather than walk by you and not greet you, he preferred to just hide from you. Okay. So Rabbi Yochanan heard that. He said, "But I'm still upset at Rabbi Lazar, because there's something else he did. This is the second thing. That Bavloi did something else." The people in Eretz Yisrael were not very fond of the Yidden in Bavel. That's for another day. Because he's my Talmud, and he says over all my shiurim, and I hear, he doesn't say it over my name. It sounds like he's, like as if these are all his shiurim. I don't understand. Why is he not saying over my Torah, my name? So Rabbi Ravasi heard Rabbi Yochanan was a little, well, it was a little riled up. So they came in, they tried to appease him. They told him, it's not good to be begas. He said, "I'm going to tell you a story." There was a story in a Beis HaKnesses of Tarsiyim, coppersmiths, right? They were arguing over a certain the doorknob, right? And the conversation, the argument got so heated that they tore a sefer Torah at anger. So the Gemara says, "Karusol kadaitach." They like it sounds like they went like maliciously and tore a sefer Torah. Elishin mikra sefer Torah. No, sefer Torah got torn. Right, bring the sefer Torah. You bring the sefer Torah. The next thing you know, the sefer Torah was torn. Vayisham zaken echad. There was an altayid. Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma. His name was Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma. Omar, he said to me, "Hani." He heard the story. He says it must be that this Beis HaKnesses was once a Beis HaKnesses. If a Beis HaKnesses can lead to something as terrible as a Sefer Torah torn, it must have a history. So he was trying to tell Rabbi Yochanan, it's not good to be bekas, because you see, kas can lead to a Sefer Torah being torn. He heard that. He said, "Hakadein mechavre," and the way they explain it means two words, which apparently ended the conversation. But he basically told him, he says, "You're comparing me being upset at my Talmud to two coppersmiths arguing with something? Their machlokes led to a Sefer Torah being ruined. This is not going to affect me." In fact, unfortunately, he got even angrier when he heard that. Nichnas l'fanu Yaakov Aridi. So Yaakov Aridi tried. Rabbi Amir Rassi were unsuccessful. Amalei, they told him, "You're upset. Why Rabbi Lazar is not saying over Torah in your name?" He said, "It's a pasuk. It says, Kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe, avdoi kein tziva Moshe es Yeshua." So Hashem taught Moshe, Moshe taught Yeshua, right? First mission of us. Then Yeshua goes ahead and he teaches the Jewish people. He says, "I'm going to ask you a question. You think every single time Yeshua said something, he said, Kachama Moshe Ella, Yeshua Yoshe V'dayrish. Yeshua used to give a shir. And everybody knew V'akol Yoydin, V'yoydin HaKol Shatayrish on Moshe. Everybody knew Yeshua is Moshe's Talmud. If Yeshua said it, it must be coming from Moshe Rabbeinu. Af ato Eloza Yoshe V'dayrish, and HaKol Yoydin Shatayrish HaKol. You need every 5 minutes. You should say, that's what my Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan, said. He said, everyone knows that whatever you, Rabbi Lazar, says is from Rabbi Yochanan. He says, you don't have to worry about it. Omar Lohen. So the Gemara says, so Rabbi Yochanan heard that. He was appeased. And he turned to his Talmidim and he told them, how come you couldn't say something and you couldn't appease me in the same way Rabbi Yaakov Aridi was able to? Rabbi Yochanan, he needs people to say over Torah in his name. Rabbi Yochanan, what? It wasn't a COVID issue. What was the issue? So the Gemara says, "Dav David bikesh al rachmen," because we find that David HaMelech did the same thing. Shenemar, it says, "Aguru ba'alecho ilamim." Let me live in your tents forever. I always want to live in the Beis Medrash. He thought 1,000 years later, he's still going to be learning for Seder. Obviously, that wasn't going to happen. Let me be zeicha that my words will be said over. And by my Torah being said over, my name being mentioned in Beis Medrash, it's going to be a schos. It's a guru ba'alecho ilamim. That's Rabbi Yochanan wanted. Rabbi Yochanan wanted that his name should be mentioned. Right. Next Gemara. Shimon Nazira, Bishim Rabbi Yisrael Kamar, Kol Tom and Chacham Shemir Dvar Alachem Yipiv Ba'il Mazeh, Svas of Reich Hashoyis, Imoy Bekever. Right, that was...
He didn't.
He told him, you're right. Right, you lost that. He said, because of this, what did you lose? Rashbam said, this Gemara. He says, when a tzaddik has Torah set over in his name, his lips move in the kever. First, it doesn't mean literally, but there's some chelik of the Torah that he has. Shenema v'chike keyayin hatoiv. Your palate will be like good wine. Doiviv sifse yeshanim. It's going to your The David means it's like an ooze. Sifse yishanim, the svasayim, your lips. So what's the mashal? Makre mishal anovim. Just like grapes. Ze kiven shemani echad metzboyol. If somebody puts his finger on him, yad David. Lick wine pours from it. Afsif seisayim shal tzadikim. Kiven shayim dvar alach mipiem. What dvar alach said over in their names. Shal tzadikim sif seisayim erach sheisimam bekever. Ma no loy. What is the? Give me explain the hanah a little bit better. Like what does that mean? What hanah does the nifter get? Bar Nazira Amar Bar Nazira said kodein deshasi kunditun. It's the same hanah somebody gets when he drinks kunditun. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Rabbi Yitzchak said kadein. On the shasi chamer atik, it's the same hanah somebody gets when he drinks aged wine. Afag after shasli, what's the point of these two things? Time of a puma, that even though he finished drinking it, there's like a good aftertaste. And that's what it's like. So the Talmud Chacham, when he was alive, he was saying Torah. Now he's not alive anymore. People are saying Torah over in his name. That hanah that he has is like the aftertaste that you have sometimes after you say over, in this case, after you drink fine wine. Rav Gidel Amar, before we go back to this whole Yerushalmi is a Gemara in Yevamos as well. And it's almost verbatim a Gemara in Yevamos. And over there in Yevamos, Marsha asks, he says, why didn't Rav Yechanan say Pashit? The Gemara wants to know why Rav Yechanan was upset that the halachas weren't being said over in his name. We all know the Gemara. If somebody's Omer Dover B'Shem Omeroi, maybe Gula Loilam. So if Reuven says over Halacha in the name of Shimon, he brings the Gula. It's Marsha's Kasha. So Marsha says, because if that was the reason, that everybody should have been bothered. It sounds like there was something personal that Rabbi Yochanan had. That's why the Gemara was trying to find something personal. Okay, Rav Gidel Amar, if somebody says over Halacha in the name of somebody else, Yirabal Shmo Kilo Imelan Egdai. He should make it, he should try to envision as if the person who he's saying over Torah, his name is in front of him. He's standing in front of him. Shenema ach betzelam yisalich ish. Ksiv, it says, Rav Adam Yikra, Rav Yodam Yikra ish chazdai. Zer shar kol Adam, the ish emunah mi yimtza, zer Rab Zera. The Omer Rab Zera, lesnon srichin chashashan l'shmaiti de Rav Sheshes. This is very kind. Rab Zera said that if you hear Allah in the name of Rav Sheshes, don't, you have to worry. Don't concern yourself with anything that Rav Sheshes says. Why? Duhu gavra mifatcha. He was blind. And being that he was blind, he couldn't see his Rebbe. And since he couldn't see his Rebbe, he couldn't be Oymed al-Sof Daitoy Shal Rabbi. And if he couldn't be Oymed al-Sof Daitoy Shal Rabbi, he probably got the halacha wrong. And as a result, if you hear something in the name of Rav Sheshes, you don't really have to worry about it. It's worth mentioning, we actually mentioned this once, Rav Sheshes, there were two famous sumas in Shas. Who are the two famous sumas in Shas? Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes. They were the two famous blind people. There's a medrash, fascinating medrash. There's a medrash, the Rezina Rebbe, the Baal Tchilas, actually wrote a sefer on this medrash. It's called the Asara Mila de Chasidos de Rav. Rav, the Amir Rav, apparently was a big chassid. He had a lot of chumras that he took upon himself. And it's like almost like a medrash that says 10 Mila de Chasidos de Rav was Noyeg. He was a real, real intense type chumras. It says that after Rav was Nifter, his Talmidim wanted to perpetuate his memories. They took it upon themselves as a group. There was no one individual that was able to do this. But as a group, they said, let's divvy up all the chumras of Rav and every different Amirah, we spoke this out before, will take on different chumras of Rav. So it says that one of the chumras that Rav kept was that he never looked outside of his Dalet Amos. Shmir Sinai, he was very machben. Medrash says he had two Talmidim, Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes. They both took it upon themselves. We're going to upkeep that chumrah. We're never going to look outside of their Dalet Amos. Apparently, it was more difficult than they thought it was going to be. They couldn't keep the neder, and they felt terrible that here they made a neder. It was a Kabbalah, number one. Number two, this is all in the memory of their great Rebbe Rav. It says they made themselves blind, so they shouldn't be nichshol in this idea of not looking outside of the Dalet Amos. It's an unbelievable medrash. The Ran of Masechtas Kedushin quotes this medrash, right? We learned this in Avri Psachim. Rabbi Yehuda has a shita in Shas that assumes patam in a mitzvahs. Right? Rabbi Yehuda holds that assumes patam in a mitzvahs. The Rishonim Kler in Kedushin, is that only someone that was born blind? What if somebody became blind later in life? What's the halacha then? So, Tehran, I'll prove it to you. Because the Gemara says Rabbi Yosef was blind. And Rabbi Yosef said that if somebody would tell me, Mikara, I used to say that if somebody would tell me that Allah is like Rabbi Yosef, who was part of the mitzvahs, I would have made a big suda. Because it means I don't have to keep the mitzvahs, and I do, I must be, I'm going to get a ridiculous amount of schar. Then I heard that someone who has to do something and he does it gets more reward than someone who doesn't have to do something and does it. So then if somebody tells me that Allah is not like Rabbi Yehuda, then I'm going to make a suda. You see from the Gemara that Rabbi Yehuda's halach of Summa Patamana mitzvahs apply to Rabbi Yosef. Yosef. Zokderan, v'yodua. It's yodua that Rabbi Yosef wasn't born blind, but rather he made himself blind because he couldn't be careful to look outside of his dalet ames. And still you see that he failed. Rabbi Yehuda's halacha applied to him. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda's halacha of suma pantam and mitzvahs doesn't only apply to somebody that was born blind, but even somebody that became blind later. So it's a ran that Rabbi Yosef made himself blind later in life. So I don't know how it relates to this Gemara. I was just thinking, Rav Sheshes also. Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes. Right, you know who else was blind? In Shas Bava ben Buta. It says that Herod, King Herod the Great, King Hordas, it says he killed all the Chachamim except for Bava ben Buta. He was pleading with him. He said, don't kill me. So he made him blind. He said, I take away your eyesight. It's as if I killed you. But, Rizal said that, but how do you know Bava ben Buta was blind? So he said, Rav Sheshes was a Gilgal Neshama of Bava ben Buta. And this is, I just like repeating this because it's just, it's geschmack. Because Bava and Sheshes are the same thing, Ba'ad Bash, right? That's easy. Beis Beis Aleph is Shin Shin Tzaf. So he says, Rav Sheshes was blind, Bava Ben Buta was blind. He says, Rav Sheshes was a Gilgal Neshama of Bava Ben Buta. So Rav Zeira said, you don't have to worry about Rav Sheshes' halachas. Why? Because he didn't see his Rebbe. Lefidus Medrash, maybe there were certain halachas you do have to worry about because he wasn't always blind. Rav Sheshes became blind. He wasn't always blind. Okay, Vaita. So Amalei Rav Zeira, the Rav Asi. Rav Zeira told Rav Asi, Chochim Rebbe the Bar Pasya. So Rav Zeira was taking shots. So he told Rav Asi, you always say halachas from Bar Pasya. Tell me, you ever saw Bar Pasya? Some Amul Gazain, you say over so much Torah from him? So he said, no, I know. That Amish Maita Mishmei. Some Alina, I never met him, but Rabbi Yechanan Amar Mishmei. I knew Rabbi Yechanan knew him, so I feel like I know him. Amalei Rav Zeira, the Rav Asi, Chachim Rebbe, the Rav. He told us Rav Asi. He said, you know, Rabbi, apparently he said a lot of halachas in the name of Rav. That Amish Maita Mishmei. Amalei, no. Rav Ada Barava Amar Mishmei, and he knew him. There's no generation that has leitzanim, right? Clowns, people that are troublemakers, like the Dor of David. What did the prutzim, what did these leitzanim in the generation of David HaMelech do? They would go to the windows of David HaMelech's palace. They would say, David, emasai yivne beis hamikdash. Right, because everybody knew when David HaMelech wasn't going to be able to build a beis hamikdash, his hands were stained with blood from all the wars that he fought. So Hashem told him, you're not going to build a beis hamikdash. He was the architect, the visionary, but it wasn't his. His son, Shlomo HaMelech, was the one that actually built the beis hamikdash. So people used to say that, it's a Gemara in Machis also. Masai Yomu Zokin Zer. When is he, David HaMelech, going to die already so his son Shloimeh can take over and build a Beis HaMikdash? Very kind. So David, Emosai Yivne Beis HaMikdash. Emosai Beis HaShem Nelech. When are we finally going to be able to have a Beis HaMikdash? For you, David Oimer, David HaMelech said, Afa Pisha Mischavin in Lahachni Sein, even though they're trying to make me upset. Yovoy Olai, Imloyo Yisi Sameach. He says, no, I was happy. Bitvarem, Dechsiv, Samachti, Boimrimli Beis HaShem Nelech. Right? Shem Malach, so David, Samachti, Boimrimli Beis HaShem Nelech. What does it mean? Even though their Beis Hashem Nelech was really an offense to me, because they were waiting for me to die, Samachti, because I wanted Hashem to have his Beis HaMikdash, let the Klal Yisrael have their Beis HaMikdash. So it says, "Vayu ki yimalu yomecha v'shachata savisecha." Right, that's the way it was supposed to happen. So I'm like Kadosh Baruch Hu leDavid, yomim shleimim ani meinu lechavli yomim chaserim. What's the point? Klom shleima bincha yivne beis hamikdash el lahakiv kabbanas sibur. Your son shleima melech is going to build the beis hamikdash. Why? To bring kabbanas sibur. Chaviv v'leit stalka mishpachata oisa. That stalka mishpach that you do for me is more chaviv to me. It's more beloved by me. Yosim and akarvin. Shenema osit stalka mishpach nifcha l'chem nizeva. It's more nifcha than the Karbanis. Shgaya.